You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
We end up talking about the Aaron Rodgers thing, right? And then Danny and Andrew, they kind of sit out. You know, they'd like hurl a three from, you know, occasionally. But it's basically Nick and I going back and forth and back and forth and back and forth on this Aaron Rodgers thing.
I have other things I can do. I can go
then
get
go
audio.
Freaking
right.
Do them.
Very
yeah.
Good.
So it was kind of like it didn't get that bad, but like it got to a point where like Nick was like, I don't want to have this discussion anymore in a restaurant. I was like, okay, fine, good. Like, that's, you know, whatever. We could stop and we can lick our plates clean and we'll be okay. But so there, obviously, everybody's still talking about this. And Aaron Rodgers releases a statement. I was in the car driving back to the city yesterday when I heard Evan read the statement from the Aaron Rodgers camp and Aaron Rodgers, and he believed that it was more political in nature in the sense that he thought it was crafted by somebody in the RFK Jr. campaign because he's so serious about this presidential thing. And he didn't think this was Aaron Rodgers himself. He just thought it was coming from a campaign. And like this whole him being the VP thing is gotten so out of control that I just wish it would end now, because I truly believe, and I could be dead wrong, and I could be sitting here in 2 weeks when RFK Jr. announces this and be dead wrong about it. I don't believe there is a single percent, 1% chance that he is going to be RFK Jr.'s running mate. He's not. So if anybody who is saying, well, the reason Aaron Rodgers is being covered this way, or the reason this was the sticking point last night between Nick and I probably shouldn't even, he's not here to defend himself, but I'll give you his point.
He's got a show, he'll be fine.
So, right, but his point was, I was dismissing a lot of the Aaron Rodgers stuff because I didn't believe that he was actually going to be the vice president or a vice presidential candidate. So his point was, well, if he was a vice presidential candidate for someone who actually could win, would you have a problem with it? And I'm like, but he's not. So why would we, you know, we're just going around and around mm-hmm. and around and around because of that. So my big point is the fact that, like, everybody is taking that him being on RFK Jr.'s list changes everything, when in fact he's never going to be the vice presidential candidate. And then on top of that, RFK Jr. is probably going to get 10 or 15% of the vote, and people think, oh, that could swing the election, this and that. But he's not going to be on the ticket.
Right. So, for one, he's not even on the ballot yet. That's number one. And he's got a lot of work to do to be able to get onto the ballot. Number two, Rodgers hasn't said a damn thing, which is why all of this stuff is mind-numbing. We're talking about it like this has been announced already. It hasn't. It's all off the article that said he's at the top of his list. So I went to McAfee to watch, because I figured he would talk about it.
Yeah.
I figured, let me see what they say. And I figured AJ Hawk might know. And, you know, the only thing they basically offered up was, it's Aaron Rodgers. Wouldn't be shocked if this is a real thing. Wouldn't be shocked if it's a media ploy from RFK Jr. And even AJ Hawk said, it's Aaron. Until we hear from him, we don't know. And to me, it stops there. Until he says something, we have no idea. We're going round and round in circles about something that could be nothing.
Right. And the it's Aaron thing, we don't know, can apply to his thought process, his views on things, where he is in the off season. Like, all of that is true. But in no way has Aaron Rodgers made any indication himself that he is not committed to continuing to play football for the Jets. And I just don't believe, and I could have egg on my face, but I do not believe that he is going to skip a football season or a portion of a football season to pursue this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.